We're joined on the phone by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing on this Friday?
Tremendous. It's a great time of year.
It is indeed. A lot of things going on. The Patriots, I don't know, these preseason games, it seems like Coach Belichick and all of the people involved are sort of, we have to do this. We're obligated to play these games. But really, everybody just wants to get to the regular season and get this thing rolling.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, the advent of these joint practices, I really think Bill sees those as more valuable than the preseason games, because the coaches can kind of script things, they can control the tempo, they can stop and review if they want to, or see a play over again. And, you know, for example, you could have a young defensive back, you could ask the other team to put them in the worst possible position based on formation or route, or the exact opposite, you know, give them a chance to make a play, put them in an advantageous position. So, yeah, when you get to the games, like we saw last week where the Patriots had 40 guys sit out from the 90-man roster and it was basically, you know, sort of a JV game, I think Bill gets his work done during the week and then the games aren't as important. I also think he is sort of preparing potentially for down the road. You know, there's been talk that the commissioner wants to eliminate one, maybe even two of these preseason games at some point. So I think Bill is getting ready for sort of the new age way to get ready for the regular season.
So given all of that, what will they be focusing on against the Texans tomorrow night?
Well, I do think you'll see more players this week. I think there's a good chance you'll see Tom Brady for at least a cameo, you know, whether that's a half dozen snaps or whatever. And a lot of those guys that sat out the opener, you know, the bulk of your regular season roster didn't play last week. I think they'll get their feet wet this week if they are healthy. And, you know, they'll be doing it against a good Texans defense in terms of the Patriots offense that, you know, they went at it for a couple days down in West Virginia, and it was a pretty healthy battle. That's a good pass rush. You know, we saw that defense have some success against New England last January in the playoffs. So, you know, you want Brady to get some first reps with Brandon Cooks and some of these new weapons on offense. Rex Burkhead, you know, can he be more than just a passing back? What is his value in the running game? You know, Coach Belichick often says that's one area where you really need to see basically preseason action or game action is the running game. You know, with the offensive line blocking full speed and full bore and the running backs being taken to the ground, tackled and or breaking tackles. So, you know, offensively, I think it's about some of the running game and trying to figure out maybe what the hierarchy in the backfield is going to be. That being said, Mike Gillisley hasn't practiced the last couple of weeks. He may be your lead back, but he's still dealing with a hamstring injury, so he won't be out there. Nate Solder won't be out there because he's been missing practice with an unknown injury. Gronk probably won't be out there. So it's not to say you're going to get your full offense, but you're going to start to try to piece together some of that stuff. And defensively, I think the focal point is really the defensive end position. How are they going to put that depth chart together? Because right now it's Trey Flowers, your Super Bowl hero, and pretty much nobody else. It's a wide open spot because, you know, they lost Long and Sheard in the offseason. Rob Ninkovich retires. Now Derek Rivers, who was really on the upswing the last week of camp, you know, suffered an injury in practice. Looks like it's going to be a major injury. Dietrich Wise, who was, you know, getting some reps there, had a head injury in the first preseason game. So, you know, if there's one spot on the roster that is wide open at this point, it's that defensive end spot. So whoever lines up, it's interesting to see if they can take advantage of the opportunity and maybe, you know, settle themselves into a role there.
Yeah, there is an update, as you reported earlier today, this knee injury to Derek Rivers. Looks like it could possibly mean the season for him.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate because, well, it's a, you know, we all hate to see injuries at any time to any player. But when you have a young guy like that, the team's top pick, making the jump from Youngstown State, he was a little quiet the first week or so of camp. And I thought, you know, flashed a little bit off the edge in the preseason opener last week. And then I thought he really had his best couple days of practice in West Virginia against the Texans. He was flashing on defense a little bit in the pass rush. And then on special teams, he was looking like really a solid contributor in the kicking game. And then for him to go down with a knee injury that, you know, is going to derail his rookie season, that's really disappointing. And, you know, I'm sure for him, you know, he knew there was an opportunity there. It's not like he was a rookie that was going to get buried. There was every opportunity for him to, who knows, end up being a starting defensive end as a rookie. And now, you know, this sort of sets him back, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, that's the game of football. It's the battle of attrition, as they say.
Yeah, is the other big concern, Andy, the lack of depth there appears to be on the offensive line right now?
Yeah, no question. With Nate Solder out, and, you know, I have no indication that that's going to be a long-term thing, but with him out, there's been nobody really to step up at left tackle. So that tackle depth, whoever's going to be the backup swing tackle, Cameron Fleming is a guy that's a former draft pick. He's been on the roster, been cut at times, has been really lackluster this summer at left tackle. Adrian Waddle has been rotating with Fleming. He got banged up in West Virginia against the Texans. He probably will not play this week. Fleming hasn't been all that impressive when he's been out there. Another rookie, Tony Garcia, has missed a week plus, hasn't been on the practice field. He probably won't play in Houston. Connor McDermott, another rookie, has been okay, but he looks like he's primarily a right tackle. So it's great that they return the entire starting offensive line from last year, and there's some youth there and hope for improvement. But the depth is a major question mark. If any one of those five guys goes down, I think they're going to really be scrambling to fill guys in and to put together a solid backup. So that's certainly something to watch as these preseason games roll on, is the order in which guys come off the bench on the offensive line and how they perform, because there could be a couple names you're not all that familiar with. A guy like Cole Crosston, an undrafted rookie, looks like he's making a run at a roster spot, potentially as a backup tackle. And I know we all have a ton of faith in Dante Scarnecchia and his ability to turn chicken you-know-what into chicken salad, but it's another challenge for him with the backups this year.
What do you think happens to Jacoby Brissett when cutdown day arrives?
I think he'll still be on the team. I've been disappointed in what I've seen. I haven't seen a ton of development from him from last year to this year, but it's also been hard for me. He hasn't gotten a ton of reps. The bulk of his reps come right at the end of practice, sort of with the other young, unproven players. They call it opportunity time. Maybe he hasn't earned more reps than that, but he's sort of buried behind, obviously, Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. But I do think it's a little early to give up on a third-round pick. And, as you project moving forward, there's still a chance that, Garoppolo or Brady is gone as early as next year, and you're going to need a backup to whoever remains. And I think that's why Brissett was drafted, to be sort of honed for that role. And, the talk was that he was a little bit raw but has a lot of potential. To give up on him a year in would be pretty early. I mean, they've done it. They did it with Kevin O'Connell in the past, a third-round pick that a year in they decided just didn't have it, and they were right. He never really played in the NFL. So if they make that decision that Brissett simply isn't what they thought he could be, they will move on from him. But I don't think they're going to do that. I think all three quarterbacks will be on the roster.
How many spots do you think are legitimately up for grabs on the 53-man right now?
I think you're probably only talking 5 to 8 spots, sort of that bottom. It's basically the sort of the inactives. You go to the game with a 46-man active roster. It's probably those inactives. It's the third tight end, for example. Rob Gronkowski and Dwayne Allen are, basically locks. And then do they keep a third tight end? If so, who is that? It's the depth on the offensive line that we just talked about, maybe one interior and two outside backups on the offensive line. It's the real depth at cornerback. Is Cyrus Jones going to be here just because he's a former second-round pick in his second year, or do they move on from him? Because right now it doesn't look like he's going to be one of the top 4 or 5 cornerbacks on this team, and he hasn't really done what you would hope as a returner. So I think he could be fighting for a spot, sort of that last running back spot. It's all really, really depth roles. The only real high-end role that's up for grabs is maybe the number 3 cornerback job between Eric Rowe and Jonathan Jones. But even that looks like they're probably both going to have their chances and rotate based on the game plan. So, the bulk of the starting jobs and the main rotational roles on this team, they seem to be pretty much locked up other than defensive end.
Who's been a surprise in camp and might be a surprise in making that opening day roster?
Well, I'll tell you, guy, there's been a few of them. Adam Butler is a defensive lineman that I think is going to make a nice run at a roster spot, shown some versatility. He's a big guy, but has shown the ability to collapse the pocket a little bit. The couple of young receivers last week really took advantage of their opportunities to play in the game, extra snaps because no one was out there. None of the high-end receivers. Jacob Hollister really did a nice job, and Austin Carr did. I think both are still going to struggle to make the roster just because of the depth. A guy I've taken a liking to is James O'Shaughnessy. He was traded from the Chiefs to the Patriots on draft day. He's a tight end. He's in his third year. Been mostly a special teams player in Kansas City, but to me, he looks like a guy who has soft hands, a good athlete, 6'4", 245, sort of one of those move tight ends. I wouldn't be stunned if he makes this team as the third tight end, and I wouldn't be stunned if he made some plays, caught some passes for this team. He just looks, you know, like an athlete that would fit in on this offense in the many spread formations that Josh McDaniels likes to use. So, yeah, there's some interesting guys, and we know every year that, you know, a couple undrafted players make the team. Looks like this year the lock to do that is Harvey Longy. So I wouldn't say he's sort of a surprise. He's a guy that, you know, was sort of tied to Belichick a year ago in the draft process and, you know, landed here as an undrafted rookie and has been running with the first team on defense at various times due to injuries this summer. So he looks like a guy that's a lock almost to make the team as an undrafted rookie.
Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, PFW in progress. And, of course, as we all know, frankly, the best part of watching these preseason games is to see the crew from Patriots Football Weekly during the course of the game.
That's right, the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And a little sneak peek, we'll have new shirts for tomorrow night's broadcast. So tune in to see what color shirt we're wearing.
Well, I saw you guys getting outfitted there on Twitter today. And I'm guessing, you know, looking at the rest of the crew and you, they must have said, well, at least, you know, there's one guy we don't have to grab stuff from the big and tall section.
Yes, I keep those two around. They make me look skinnier and in better shape than I really am at this point. They do the job well.
Andy, always great talking with you. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll catch you again soon.
Will do. Talk to you down the line. Thanks.